This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Think back to your first job, first time you ever got a paycheck. What was your hourly rate? What did you make? And what did you do for a living? 314-531-9898. I'm curious of what you used to make back in the day, maybe to even what you make now. The reason I bring this up is my wife and I were at Target the other day. We're high school sweethearts. We met actually at Target, though. Even though we went to the same high school, I was pretty popular, guys. I didn't really know who she was until we got jobs at Target. And I was like, you go to the same high school as me? And so we worked at Target. And we were at Target the other day just talking about how this was our first job. And we saw a sign, employees needed, $17 an hour.
Woo!
It was like $16 an hour or something like that. And we're like, what? And we were both talking that we think we made $7.25 an hour when we were a cashier. And it was like $7.50 when you were like the cart attendant, because you had to do like physical labor.
Big roller.
Yeah. And so I was the cart attendant, so I was a big roller. I used to make 25 cents more than her. Even back then, men making more than women. But yeah, what was your first job and how much money did you make? Mine was $7.25 as a cashier. 314-531-9898.
That must have been standard. Because
$7 an hour?
Yeah, I was about $7.25 as well, and I was a cashier at Walden Books in the mall. Yeah, and that's what you made. And our big thing was always pushing the Walden Books card, the 10% card.
Dude, that's so funny you said that. We used to do the red card, which is still a thing now. But if you did three red cards, if you got three of people to sign up, you used to get a DVD. Man, I used to hook people into getting bad credit scores and taking on credit card debt. I would get that all the time, and I would be picking out free DVDs. I would have them stacked up. I don't know what to do with them now because no one uses a DVD player.
It really was.
Except for Kevin.
The card was a deal, all right, for $10. For $10. If you bought a lot of books for $10, you know, like every month you had to pay $10, but you used that card and you got 10% off of your book purchases. So it did pay for itself.
You don't have to sell
it. You get 10%
anymore.
Off the red card. So then I would do that. I'd be like, oh, that's like, you know, $18 off your, you know, Target
order.
Today.
I got to sell three of these or they let me go.
I was a bagger at a grocery store and I made $7.25 too.
$7.25.
Yeah. And then on my break, I would always get Dippin' Dots and those were $4.50.
Really? Oh, you remember your break food? That's so funny.
So I was literally making no money.
You know
at
what's
all.
Interesting about your break food is my wife and I still joke around like a blue drink is special because I used to get Powerade because the cart attendants used to get free drinks.
I did carts and I got nothing.
Really? We used to get free drinks. So I would go fill up my free Powerade, my blue Powerade, and my wife would come flirt with me all the time. And we joke
around. She was doing all the flirting.
Right.
Yep. I think she wanted the blue Powerade for free. She was like AB, I can't get anything for free around here. Can I get a sip of your blue drink? And so we joke around. What was your first job, Hannah?
So I babysat from when I was like 3 to 15. That was always my thing. So I would get paid like cash on the side. My only other like real job was I attempted to be in the restaurant business. That lasted about 3 months I was a hostess and I quit because the waitresses were bullying me. So you'll never see me in a restaurant.
What
again.
Did you used to charge the babysit and what is the going rate now?
I didn't get a choice. I mean, I was so young. The parents just told me and I would literally have to walk there or
what did you get paid? Like $50, $20? What was it?
No, like, I don't know, maybe $100 a week.
Oh, so you'd babysit every single...
I mean, this is like back in the day.
So every single day you'd babysit a group of kids and you get paid $100 for the week.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like babysitting now is like $100 a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet it's like 25. I'm curious if anyone has any kids that babysit. You have Kennedy babysits, right?
Yeah.
What does she charge?
Oh my gosh. I think she was like, they were paying her. She did like a 3-hour stint once and made like $80.
Wow.
It depends on the house. It depends on the amount of kids.
A little over $25 an hour.
I know for sure. When I was older, I babysat a family, and it was $11 an hour.
See, I bet.
See, that seems low now.
I know it's low now. Yeah. I have kids.
For me, my first job was at Waterway Car Wash.
Oh, hey.
And, what did they pay for that?
But the way Waterway worked, so you got like $4 an hour.
At Waterway?
Yeah, your paycheck was like $4 an hour, but the tips, my God, the tips were, you would leave with so much cash after like a 4-hour.
Do I need to be tipping the people at the car wash?
Absolutely.
I think they expect it.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's probably a lot of people out here that go to Waterway, and if you're given anything less than $5, you're not doing it right. You need to give at least $5. Yeah,
that's what.
But you get your car wash like every night.
I went yesterday
to Waterway.
No.
Oh well, if they're cleaning their car for you, like we were out there working hard.
Yeah.
It kind of taught me the harder you work, the more cars you do. Obviously, the more money you make.
Yeah.
You know, with $4 an hour with your actual paycheck, you'd want to get as much cash as possible, but you'd leave with $250, $300 cash every shift.
Damn.
Jeez. Wow. That's a lot of money in high school.
Yeah, man. Alan said the best first job. What did you do for your first job, and how much did you make? 314-531-9898. Curious about your first job and what that paycheck used to look like. Man, I was walking by Target, and I thought, man, are they hiring? Because they might pay better than my current job. It's crazy how much people make nowadays compared to what you used to make back in the day. What was your first job way back when? What did you do for a living and how much did you make? 314-531-9898. My wife and I, high school sweethearts, met at Target, both of our like first jobs, and we're talking about how we made $7.25 an hour, and we're looking at Target and like they're paying people like $17 an hour now at Target. Like, damn, I need to get a job at Target. It's paying better than what I'm doing now for a living. But you could relate to this, Lacey. Your first job was where?
McDonald's.
What'd it pay?
15 years old. I made $5.25.
Wow.
And I would walk to work. And my daughter just got a job at a pizza place. And They're paying her $17 an hour.
Whoa!
You're like having to borrow money from your daughter.
Yeah.
Like,
that's crazy.
I know. I said the same thing. It's like you guys get talk about topics on the radio that I'm like literally thinking about that week. I was just like, I can't believe you're making $17 an hour.
Lacey, thank you for pointing out that you literally, we do talk about the things that are happening in your life, so we appreciate
that's
that.
Our goal. Yeah. That's
the goal,
perfect.
So thank you. Yeah, that means a lot.
I love it.
And I understand that. You know, my daughter works at a bar, and there are nights she'll come home and make what I make in a week.
Wow.
And I am just like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yep. That would go for the same with my sister in her college bar.
Oh,
yeah.
That was crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah, those pizza places pay better than they did back in the day. But like $5.25 wasn't a bad living because Connie can relate. How much did you make back in the day, Connie?
It was 1984. I worked at Steak and Shake. I'm older than most of your parents. $3.35 an hour.
$3.35.
I thought you were saying $35. Yes. I was like, wow.
No. my mom, who's 83. Her first job was like at a five and dime, and she made like 28 cents an hour.
That's crazy to think back then.
Hey, but we know, Connie, we know she was hustling people. She was saying, hey, come on, the tips. I need the tips. We know grandma. We know grandma.
Alex knows ma. Yeah.
Alex knows ma. I love that. Sandy, how much did you make back in the day?
Back in 1972, I was a senior in high school. My COE class, I worked for a State Farm agent. And I made $1.25.
Wow. $1.25 an hour?
Yeah. I had like a $20 check every week.
How much did you make this week? $20.
That's
crazy to think. That makes sense, though, because you'd work like 20 hours like as a part-time job, and you'd get like a good old crisp 20.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wow.
Yep.
Nowadays, they can't even get you a meal at McDonald's.
No doubt.
Right? Like, that's like the meal deal. But this is not even the lowest amount of money. It wasn't $1.25. Bill is on the line. Bill, how much did you make an hour?
95 cents an hour, 1969, at a drive-in restaurant in Iran Curb. I was the guy who came out and took your order.
Whoa.
Really?
Wow.
Yep. And
iconic.
I usually got about $5 tips.
$5 in tips.
Which was a lot of money, I'm sure.
And then Alex was pointing fingers at people who were tipping less than
$5. Yeah, Bill's like, back in my day, we would have loved a $5 tip.
Yeah. Total.
Thank you so much for the call. That was cool to walk down memory lane.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.